tonight's topic is called The Truth of Suffering. The Truth of Suffering. How wonderful. Everything you hear, read within Buddha's teachings is truthful. It's non-deceptive. And I think that's refreshing. It's refreshing to be able to think deeply about such important things. For example, suffering. So we're going to improve our wisdom. And first of all, perhaps we can quickly remember or learn what wisdom is. Because if we're going to improve it, it's helpful if we know what it is. So what is wisdom? It's not used very often, this precious word, in our modern world. What is wisdom? Wisdom is virtuous intelligence. So that means intelligence that makes you happy and makes others happy. Wisdom is virtuous intelligence that understands meaningful objects. Wisdom is a virtuous intelligent mind, we can say. Wisdom is a virtuous intelligent mind that understands meaningful objects. So everything we learn week by week by week by week, they are meaningful objects. So if you were to say, what's a meaningful object? You're going to like this. It's a little bit circular. What is a meaningful object? It's an object that understanding it gives our life great meaning. So how wonderful, this wisdom. So tonight, and in the weeks that are coming, the next few weeks, we're going to learn four very important things that are the nature of wisdom. So what are they? And we'll do the first one tonight. What we should know. So if we know what we should know, that's wisdom. What we should know, what we should abandon, what we should practice, what we should attain. So it makes logical sense, very beautiful. What we should know, what we should abandon, what we should practice, what we should attain. So Buddha's going to teach us these four things, and we'll improve our wisdom, knowing what we should know. Okay, so what we should know, what we should know. In Sutra of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha says, you should know sufferings, with an S. You should know sufferings. When Buddha says this, he is advising us, we should know about the unbearable sufferings that we shall experience in our countless future lives, and thereby, therefore, develop a special wish, a determination to permanently liberate ourselves from these future sufferings. So this wish, this mind, which is wisdom, is called renunciation. So that's like a little summary. So don't worry if it doesn't make sense at the moment, because we need more teaching. So what we should know, what we should know. Buddha says we should know sufferings. We should know sufferings. So we personalize that teaching and we think, I should know sufferings. I should know sufferings. So we're probably thinking, I think I know a lot about suffering already. I would imagine that's one of the reasons why you find yourself here. It's definitely one of the reasons that I find myself listening to these teachings. In general, everyone who has physical or mental pain, even animals, understands their own suffering. So in general, everyone who experiences physical pain, mental pain, even animals, knows their own suffering. But this isn't what's being referred to here. But when Buddha says you should know sufferings, he means we should know the sufferings of future lives. So we've already learned in earlier chapters that through an understanding of the nature of the mind, we can logically prove that at the end of this life, although our body ceases, our mind does not. Our mind is like a bird, our body is like a nest. At the end of this life, and if you've been with someone who's passing away, you will know this to be true, because what you're left with is the body. We even use the phrase, they've gone. They've gone. It's true. It's like their bird-like mind has left the nest-like body. Where does it go? To our next life. To our next life. To our next life. So Buddha, through his great kindness, is explaining to us, you need a wisdom that knows you should know sufferings, which means you should know the sufferings that are coming in future lives. So please be reassured, we're going to learn what we're learning to stop suffering completely. Because when we learn where it's coming from and remove those causes, suffering ceases. So otherwise we can think, hey, I came here to get a little relief. And now you're going to explain to me that suffering never ends, that there'll be suffering in every life. Yeah, there will, unless we do something about it, which is the wonderful part and why Buddha is appearing, teaching us the liberating path. So you should know sufferings means, so are we all clear? It means I should know the sufferings of future lives, of future lives. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. Through knowing these, we shall develop a strong wish to liberate ourselves from them. So if you know bad things are coming, if you know bad things are coming, suffering's coming, you take avoiding action. So Buddha's saying, there's not just suffering in this life. At the end of this life, when our mind leaves this body, there'll be suffering in the next life, and the next life, and the next life. You should know that, Buddha says, and then do something about it while you have the opportunity. Cause suffering to completely cease and help others do the same.